Today we're doing the daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off two lines from the bottom. Chav Beis on Beis Tanur Rabbanan. The whole Amud today is all about the bathroom. Hayomid Bitfilo Maim Shosan Abirka. The person was in the middle of davening and then he realizes that he is urinating, so he's got to stop davening, right? Posek Ad Sheyichlo Mayim. He stops until he's done. V'chozer Umispalel, and then he goes back and he davens. But Lahechon Chozer. To what point in davening does he return? Rav Chisra Rav Nuna, this is Machlokas Rav Chisra and Rav Nuna. Chad Omer Chozel Rosh, V'chad Omer L'makom Shapasak. One opinion says he's got to go back to the beginning of the tefillah, the whole tefillah is invalidated, and the other one says no, wherever he left off, that's where he goes back to. Lema Bahak Miflgi. Maybe this is the. By the way, how often does that happen? That a person's in the middle of davening, and then all of a sudden, so there is a there's. Yeah, completely. Okay. This is a very relevant shaila in terms of people in hospitals with catheters and the like. I think they don't even realize when there's urine coming through the catheter coming into the to the bag. So they allowed a daven. So okay, it's a very interesting shaila. So lema ba'akam iflugim. Maybe they're arguing about the following: Mar savar mshakadei l'gmaras kuluchos of the rosh. Mar savar l'makom shapasak. That they're arguing about how far you have to go back when you paused in the middle of your Shmon Esrei long enough that you could have finished. That's the whole machlokas. It's just about pausing long enough that you could have finished. It's not really about going to the bathroom. It's about the fact that you paused for that long. So that's the machlokas. Do you go back to the beginning or do you go back to where you left off? Amar Ravashi, Hai im shaha im lo shaha mi bayalei. If that's what the machlokas was really about, then it should have distinguished between shaha and lo shaha, meaning whether you waited long enough to finish or not. From the fact that it makes no such distinction, the implication is that even if it was only a couple of seconds, we're still going to have some machlokas here. So rather we have to say, as everyone agrees, im shakadei l'gmaras kula chazal rosh, that if you pause long enough to finish the Shmon Esrei, everyone, both sides, both opinions over here, both Rav Amnuna and Rav Chisda would say, you go back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. V'hasam b'delosha kamifli. What they're arguing about is where the guy is going to the bathroom and it wasn't long enough. It was just a few seconds. It wasn't long enough for him to have finished his Shmon Esrei. So one opinion says, well, he's unable to daven. He's a gavra dechuyu. When he started to daven, his tefillah was worthless because he obviously had to go to the bathroom very, very badly at that time. It was moments before. He just couldn't hold it in anymore. So such a tefillah is not a valid tefillah, and therefore he's going to have to repeat the whole thing. No, there's nothing wrong with the guy. Even though he couldn't have waited until he finished the tefillah, but so long as he was not yet going to the bathroom, his tefillah was still good. So what the machlokas is really about is about the validity of a tefillah of a person who desperately needs to go to the bathroom. It's not about the amount of time that he pauses to go to the bathroom. It's about the validity of a tefillah of a person who in the moment desperately needs to go to the bathroom. Main point number one, all agree if you're Shah Kadei Ligmar Skuli Chos L'Rosh, Machlokas is about the validity of a tefillah of someone who desperately needs to go to the bathroom. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa. A nitzrach l'nekav. If a person has to go to the bathroom, al yispalel. Do not daven. V'mispalel tefilas ha-toeva. And if he chooses to daven while in that state, this tefillah is a toeva. It's an abomination. Amrav zid vitem rav yudo. Lo shanu el sheinu yachol lishos ba'atzmo. That's only if he's unable to hold himself in. Avlim yachol lishos ba'atzmo tefilas ha-tefila. But if a person has to go to the bathroom and he davens, and he doesn't have to go to the bathroom that badly, he's able to hold himself in, the tefillah is a perfectly good tefillah. Now, the difficulty over here is, there's sort of like a wide range, a sliding scale of have to go to the bathroom. Some people, sometimes a person has to go to the bathroom, you mamish can't wait another second. Sometimes a person can wait another second as long as he doesn't move, as long as he's sitting down or whatever. Sometimes a person, he can wait a few more seconds. Sometimes he can wait a lot longer. Sometimes he doesn't even realize he has to go to the bathroom. I could make myself go, but I don't really have to go. So where along the line do we say a person is at the point where his tefillah is no good? So Vyad Kama, says the Gemara, how long does he have to have the ability to hold himself in for to say that his tefillah would be good? Amr Rav Sheshes ad Parsa, the amount of time that it takes to walk a Parsa. Ikad Masa Masnisa, some have it in the following context. Bamedva Mamur Mshen Yachal Amir Al Atzmo. That when is this true? That's only when he's not able to be Omir Al Atzmo, when he's not able to hold himself in. Avon Yachal Amir Al Atzmo, Tefillah is a Tefillah. But if he's able to hold himself in, then his Tefillah is a valid Tefillah. Vyad Kama, what do we call hold himself in? Amr Rav Zid ad Parsa. If he could hold it in up until the Parsa, that's good enough. Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amr Rami Yonasan. Hanitzrach l'nekavav. Someone has to go to the bathroom. Hazele harei ze lo yispalel. He should not daven. Mishum shenamar, because the pasuk says he kol nikros elokach Yisrael, that a person should be properly prepared, in a proper state of mind, a proper state of being. His body should be properly prepared to greet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So when he davens, he should not be desperately needing to go to the bathroom. What does the pasuk mean when it says "Shemor raglecha kasher telech lebeis elokim"? Actually, before we get to the ma'idichsiv, main point number two: a person shouldn't daven when he has to go to the bathroom within the next parsa. Now we're going to ask about this pasuk. Ma'idichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says "Shemor raglecha kasher telech lebeis elokim"? Watch your legs when you go to the house of the Lord. What is that telling me to do? What do you mean, watch my legs? So, Shmar Atzmecha Shalotechta, it's a very general statement that one should watch over himself to make sure he doesn't sin. In general, any sin. V'im Techta, and if he does sin, Havei Karban Lefanai, then he should bring a Karban. That's what it's telling me. Shmar Raglecha, Kachatelech Lebeis Elkim, means watch over yourself that you don't sin, and then if you do sin, make sure you bring a karban. Now the pasuk then goes on and says, "Vikarov lishmoa." What's vikarov lishmoa about? Amar Rava, "Havikarov lishmoa divrei chachamim." You should be quick to listen to the words of the chachamim, as Rashi says, "Havikarov lishmoa tshuva ba'avas karbancha." Matas also kixilim below tshuva. Ashim chotim mevim karban va'osim tshuva. That if they sin, they bring a karban and they do tshuva. The pasuk continues. Mitas kixilim zevach. What does that mean? Alti kixilim shechotim mevim karban ve'enosim tshuva. Don't be like the fools who sin, bring a karban, but then don't do tshuva. The Navi tells us all about that. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need Rav Zivchecha. I'm not interested in your karbanos if it's not going to be accompanied by tshuva. You can bring karbanos to sort of calm your guilt and then continue to sin and do all these terrible things. Not interested. The karban is only as effective as the tshuva that accompanies it. And then the pasuk continues, Ki einam yodim la'asos ra, because they don't know how to do evil. What do you call a person who doesn't know how to do evil? Tzaddik, right? So it sounds like we're talking about these terrible people, and then all of a sudden we say they don't know how to do evil. So it says, "Yachi tzaddikim ninu." If they don't know how to do evil, if it's ki'ilu they don't know how to do evil, then they're tzaddikim. What does that mean? Ella, no. What it means is alti kixilim shechotim mivim karban veinim yodim imalatove mivim imalara mivim. Don't be like the fools who sin, bring karbanos, and don't even understand whether their karbanos are there to address misdeeds or are for good things that they've done. They don't even know the whole concept of the karban. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bein Tov L'Ra, Inan Mavchinim. They don't even know the difference between good and evil. They mevim karban lefanai. And they're going to bring a karban? So La'asos Ra over here doesn't mean to do evil. There einam yodim la'asos ra, Rav Yaakov Emden points out, la'asos over here means to fix, to be mesakein evil. The people who are fools who don't know how to fix their misdeeds. So that's one understanding of the pasuk. Rav Ashi Vitem Rav Chanin Bar Papa Amar, Shmar nikvecha b'sha'a sha'ata omed b'tfila lefanai. One should watch over his body crevices, his holes of his body, at the time that he's davening. So it's not a general statement about being careful not to do averos, and if you do averos, doing tshuva. It's a highly specific statement about not davening when you have to go to the bathroom. So main point number three, two interpretations of the pasuk Shmar Raglecha Kasher Telech L'Beis Elokim. Either a general statement about not doing averos and how to fix averos? Or a very specific statement about not davening when you have to go to the bathroom? So that was all just about a person who has to go to the bathroom and how he deals with tefillin. Now we're going to discuss how he deals with tefillin. People used to wear tefillin all day. So what do you do with your tefillin when you're going to the bathroom? Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas beis hakiseh. Someone goes into the beis hakiseh. Cholitz tefillah baruch dalet amos v'nichnas. He should remove his tefillin 4 amos away from the beis hakiseh and only then enter the beis hakiseh. Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Sheshes l'shanu al beis hakiseh kavua. Aval beis hakiseh arai cholitz v'nifnei le'alter. That's only if it's a beis hakiseh kavua that has all sorts of smell and whatever that's already there because it's already been used. But beis hakiseh arai, Rashi says beis hakiseh arai means you are the first one to use it. So it may become a beis hakiseh kavua very, very shortly, but right now it's brand new. So there's no smell, there's nothing. Remember, they didn't have any flushing system. So if beis hakiseh was already used, by definition, it stunk. So if beis hakiseh arai means, Rashi says, a beis hakiseh has never been used yet. So beis hakiseh that's never been used yet, you don't have to remove your tefillin 4 amos away. You could remove your tefillin right outside the door of the beis hakiseh that's never been used. Ukshu yotze, but when you're done going to the beis hakiseh that had previously never been used, marchik dalet amos umanichin. Then you need to go 4 amos away and put your tefillin back on. Mipnei sha'aso beis hakiseh kavua, because you just turned it into a beis hakiseh kavua by using it. Ibayilahu. Maushi kanisad mitzvah of the beis hakiseh kavua lahashin mayim. Can a person go with his tefillin to beis hakiseh kavua if all he's going to do is urinate? Meaning, are you allowed to urinate with your tefillin? So what do you expect the answer to be? No way, that's crazy. You can't urinate in tefillin. Ravina Shari. Ravina says, yeah, sure, why not? Ravada Bar Masna, Asar. Ravada Bar Masna says, no! Asu Shailu al Rava. They went and they asked Rava. Amrlu Asar. So Rava said it's Asar, but here's why. Not because urinating is such a disgraceful, despicable thing to do in your tefillin, but Chayshinan Shema Yifna Behen. We're afraid that a person might defecate if he's already urinating. He might make gedolim, Rashi says. Va'amrila, and some say, Shema yafiach behen. The concern is that he might be mafiach, that he might pass gas while he's urinating. But that's why. It's not because of the urinating itself. Atos says, the concern of Shema yifna behen, that you might make gedolim, is only in a beis hakiseh kavua, where it would be normal to make gedolim. But a beis hakiseh arai, no one makes gedolim. And through that comment, Tosos reveals to us that he understands the words beis hakiseh kavua and beis hakiseh arai totally differently than Rashi does. Why, what did Rashi say? Beis hakiseh kavua means it's been used. Arai, same thing, just hasn't been used. Same room, same. It's going to be used for all the same things. Tosos says, no, beis hakiseh arai is a place where people don't do gedolim. They only do ketanim. Okay, they only urinate. Tiny idach. We have another brisa. Nichlas beis hakiseh kavua. If a person is going to beis hakiseh kavua, cholitz tefillah of brachot al ramos umenichon bechalon asamach l'rishus rabim v'nichlas. He should take off his tefillin 4 amos away, and put them in a little cubby near the rishus harabim, and then go into the bathroom. So leave the tefillin outside on the wall outside of the beis hakiseh, and then you go in. Ukshu yotze, when he comes out of the bathroom, marchik dalet amos, go 4 amos away from the bathroom, umanicha, then you can put the tefillin back on, divrei beis shammai. That's beis shammai's opinion. Beis hillel amrim, ochsan biyado v'nichnas, unbelievable. Hold the tefillin in your hand and go into the beis hakiseh. Rabbi Akiva omer, a third opinion, ochsan bibigdo v'nichnas. Have them in your clothing, wrap them in your clothing and go into the beis hakiseh. Frektik mara bibigdo salkadaitach. In your clothing, zimnin mishtali luvinafli. What happens if your clothing becomes unfurled or something, and then the tefillin just fall right out? Sele'ema oksan bebigdo ubiyado v'nichnas. Rabbi Kiva would say, don't just hold them in your hand, wrap them in your clothing, and then hold them in your hand when it's already wrapped in your clothing. Umanicham b'chorin asmuchim lebeis hakiseh. And you should put them in the holes in the wall that are on the beis hakiseh side. Meaning, if you have a wall that separates a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from a beis hakiseh, right? The wall is adjacent to both the Rosh Hashanah and the beis hakiseh. bring it inside, and there are holes in the wall, like think like these old stone walls, like the Kotel, where there are these giant gaping holes in the wall where you can stick notes or whatever. So you're going to stick your tefillin in that wall on the Beis HaKiseh side of things. You're going to stick your tefillin in that wall. But not on the Rosh Hashanah side. Why not? I would think it would be so much better to put it on the Rosh Hashanah side. The reason not to is because people walking by in the Rosh Hashanah could see your tefillin. They'll be like, oh yeah, free pair of tefillin. They'll take it, and then it will lead to terrible suspicion of your misdeeds. How so? Mar says, well, let's tell you a story. There was a certain Talmud that he left his tefillin in the holes in the wall adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah. Right? This Talmud couldn't have been a DRS Talmud because he put his tefillin in the cubby. So he put his tefillin in the hole in the wall that's samach to the Rosh Hashanah. Ubasa zona achas from the Talton. And a zona came and took the tefillin. Ubasa the Beis HaMedrash. The Zona then, you know, ever opportunistic, went to the Beis HaMedrash. Va'amran, she said, Ru'um ma'nasali ploni bischari. She, I guess, read the name on the tefillin bag that the guy's grandmother made him and said, oh, look, this guy, look what he paid me, you know, when he used my services. So it's bad enough that he uses the services of Zona, but he is to stoop so low that he pays her with his tefillin? So he obviously hadn't done that, but that's what she accused him of, and she was humiliating him in the Beis HaMedrash. Kivan Shashama also Talmud Kach, once he heard this, Allah the Rosh Hagag, he went to the top of the roof, Vinafal Umes, and he fell and he died. But he fell means he purposely fell. He committed suicide. But also Shah Hiskinu, so they decided they're going to make a takana right then and there. She Ochzan Bibigdo Biyado Vinichnas, that you should bring your tefillin in with you to the Beis HaKiseh. It's always striking to me. A lot of these takanos, you know, like how often is that going to happen? Like, it happened, what are the chances that's going to happen again? That you need such a highly specific takana that the chashad is going to, but maybe just like when something like that happens, it demands a response, meaning we have to do something in response. It's not so much about the actual concern that it's going to happen in the future. It's just that, you know, we have to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that we heard the message. I don't know, not sure. Tanra, what was the last main point? Okay, so number four, take your tefillin off four amos before the Beis HaKiseh. Rabbi Kiva holds you covered in a beged, and you put it on the wall of the Beis HaKiseh. Tanu Rabbana, we have a brisa. Barishara yimenichin tefillin b'chor nasmuchlin Beis HaKiseh. Used to be they would put the tefillin in the holes in the wall on the Beis HaKiseh side. But then mice would come and would take the tefillin. So Iskinu, they made a takana, that they would put it instead in the cubbies, in the holes in the wall on the side of the Rosh Hashanah. But then people who were walking by were taking them. So they made a takana, hold them in your hand and bring your tefillin in with you. Halach is you roll them up like a sefer. Va'uchzan biyamino, you hold them in your right hand, keneged libo, across from your heart. Amar of Yosef bar Ben Yumi, Amar of Nachman, ublevad shalotei ritzua yotzis mitachas yado tefach. As long as, since these tefillin have kedusha, the ritzuas have kedusha, you have to make sure that the ritzua doesn't fall a tefach out of your hands. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Zera, lo shanu el sheish shuhus biyom lelav shan. This whole shtick of holding it in your hands while you're going to the Beis HaKiseh is only if you will still have time during the day to put your tefillin back on when you get out of the Beis HaKiseh. Aval ein shuhus biyom lelav shan, but if there's not going to be enough time to put them back on anyway, oslam kamin kis tefach manichan. Then you make like a tefach size bag, and you put them there. You put them in the tefach size bag in the Beis HaKiseh. And that way the kli will serve as an ohel that's mafsik between the rest of the room and the tefillin. Amar Rabbi Bar Chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'yom golan k'min sefer aminichem b'yado. During the daytime, you roll them up like a sefer and you put them in your hand, k'neged libo, across from your heart, u'b'laylan, at night, oslan k'min kes tefach u'minichan. Then you put them in a bag that's a tefach big and you put them in there. Amrabai lo shanu ela bekli shu kelya. This idea that the bag needs to have airspace of a tefach is only if that bag is designated for holding tefillin. Aval bekli she'eino kelyan. But if it's a kli that's not designated for that purpose, afilu pachos mitefach, then even less than a tefach would be enough to block the tefillin from the rest of the room. Amar zuchavitim ravashi, I'll prove to you that you don't need a tefach of airspace when it's not its designed kli for tefillin. Teida, the proof is, shay pachin ketanim metzilin ba'ol ha'meis. Tiny little jugs can save from oel ha'meis. What does it mean, tiny little jugs? If you have a little tiny jug of oil, let's say, and you put, and it has mukaf tzamer pasim, it's sealed on the top. Even though there's not a tefach of airspace in that little pach shemen that you have, and there are dead bodies in the room, the tumah is not going to affect the oil. Ah, where's the tefach? You don't need a tefach. When I was in Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks ago, I met up with a friend of mine from second grade, from before my family moved to the Five Towns, and we lived in Brooklyn. This guy I haven't spoken to in a lot of years, and 2 years ago he emailed me, he found me on YU Torah. He said, is this the same Aryeh Leibowitz I was in second grade with? Yeah, sure it was. So I met up with him, big Talmud Chacham, very interesting fellow. He's a Mekubal, he's a very, very interesting fellow. So I went to meet with him, to talk with him. He's always very fun to talk to. And he told me he just came across a Mishnah Rishona in Maseches Negaim. He was learning Maseches Negaim. And in the beginning of the third paragraph of Maseches Negaim, the Mishnah Rishona, which is one of the commentaries in the bottom of the big Mishnayos, has the following comment about Chanukah. He said he happened to be learning Negaim with his kid or something, and Mamish just came across this Mishnah Rishona. He has the following comment about Chanukah. The Kishenichsin Yivarim Lehechal, what do they do? Timu Kol Hashmanim, right? But it doesn't say Timu Kol Hashmanim. It says Kishenichsin Yivarim Lehechal, Timu Kol Hashmanim, Shebehechal. Well, yeah, obviously, if they went into the Hechel, they were Matami Kol Hashmanim, Shebehechal. Why does it have to add Shebehechal? It's an extra word. Also, how exactly were they Matami Kol Hashmanim? What do they do? Goyim can't become Tame. You need to have Kedusha to become Tame. Goyim have Tuma Zav Midurabana. But the Mishnah Rishon said they didn't yet make that Gezerah at that time. They didn't have any Tuma. So I always picture, you know, they open up each bottle and they put their finger in, you know, to be Matami. It wouldn't have done anything. So what exactly did they do? They took a sheretz and stuck it in each bottle. What exactly did they do to be Metamei Kol Hashmanim? So the Mishnah Rishonah suggests that they were dead. They were killing Jews all over the place. So there were dead bodies all over the Heichal. So all they did is remove the cover, and the whole room is full of Tumah, because it's Tumah Sohel, because there are dead bodies all over the Heichal. That was the Tumah. That's why it's Dafka Tumah Kol Hashmanim Shebeheichal. It's not that they were metame the shemen on an individual basis. The whole heichal was full of tumah because it was tumas awel, it was tumas meis. So it was the entire heichal. So that's this halach over here. That if it's still mukaf tzamer pasil, even without a tefach of airspace, then it's okay. So last main point over here, the kli designated for the tefillin needs to have a space of a tefach to be brought into the bathroom. But if it doesn't, if it's not designated for the tefillin, it doesn't need a tefach of airspace.